Last Sunday, 83-year-old opera singer Andrew Frierson traveled from his home in New York to Columbia, Tennessee, the place where he was born. He was there to perform a concert for the county of Moray. Moray is celebrating its 200th anniversary, and Frierson had come to lend his talent to the festivities. He would sing at Zion Presbyterian Church. It's the church where his grandfather, a slave, had once worshipped in the segregated balcony. We caught up with Frierson a couple days before the concert to see how he was feeling about the homecoming, and he told me it wouldn't be his first visit to the 200-year-old church.
The previous visit was about, 2 years ago, when the African-Americans of descent and the white Americans had a picnic all under the name of Frierson. And I thought it was very, very unusual, and for me, very, very moving. Just walking through the cemetery and seeing names I've often heard of and people I did not know, it was just an unusual experience for me.
Tell me about the church. What does it look like? What does it feel like? When you walk into it, what do you expect?
It was a church. The thing that moved me was that African-American slaves had worshipped there, sitting in the balcony, of course. To me, it was an experience almost of deja vu.
So you live in New York now. How far back does your family go in Moray County, Tennessee?
The record that I have so far is the early 1800s, around 1805. My grandfather, a man named Gardner Frierson, I think he was brought there. And one of the unusual experiences I had there was looking in the census, finding his record, and my father was then 6 months old, and that was quite a thrill to see that.
So you have this family history.
Yeah.
The people who were African American sat in the balcony because they were segregated up there.
Yeah, yes, that was the rule of the day that that's where they sat, and the other worshipers sat on the main floor.
So things are going to be a bit different during your performance. How so?
Well, I understand that the white parishioners will sit in the balcony, and that the black persons who will attend will sit in the main floor, on the main floor. That's a switch.
Why is that going to happen? What emotional effect are you hoping to achieve?
Well, my main thing is to sing for the people, and I know that some good will come from it.
This event is commemorating the founding of this county. You have led such a varied life in terms of your experience teaching at Oberlin College, performing with Harry Belafonte. What really drew you to come back at this moment? I mean, obviously you have a family history. You've said you enjoy performing, but what else might draw you to do this?
It has just opened up another world to me, and I, in studying about my father, my grandfather, and all the folks there, it's like I've gotten to know them, although I didn't know them. I never knew my grandfather. I just heard the name, but in getting some facts about him, I feel as though I have come to know him.
Well, Mr. Frierson, we can't wait to talk to you after the concert.
I'll talk best after the concert.
Through the storms, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
On Sunday, Andrew performed in Zion Presbyterian Church before a full house. He wore a black tuxedo with a silver bow tie, and he sang all the songs on the program and even threw in a few additional ones.
At the river I said, guide my feet. Hold my hand, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on home.
Well, I thought it went splendidly, and so did, I think, the people as well. That makes me very happy.
Tell me about maybe one moment during the performance that really stuck with you.
Well, you know, there were many high moments. In fact, I think more than usual that brought them to their feet. I would say they liked God Bless America, which was my own arrangement. And they liked the gospel music.
So the town is predominantly white today. Did African Americans show up?
Oh, many. Oh, yes. I would say that audience was just about 50-50.
And how were people seated?
They were seated together. You know, it was no segregation, and they seemed very comfortable with it and very satisfied.
So do you think that this kind of commemorative event helps put the legacy of slavery behind a county like Maury?
Well, I think so. I think so, and I certainly hope so. All of it to me is like members of your family and friends. You know, they have said things, even your own mother or father might say things or do things you don't like, but they are still your mother and your father, and you love them. Have friends who say things and do things that we don't like, but they're still your friends and you love them. And in addition, this is the only country that I know and that they know, and you stand by it and serve it as best you can.
Your grandfather made it out of slavery to become an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Do you think he would be proud of you?
Oh, I think he would be very proud. He must have been a very proud man anyway. I feel that I know him a little better each time I come there.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was a joy.
Andrew Frierson. On Sunday, he gave a concert at the Zion Presbyterian Church in Columbia, Tennessee. Zion Presbyterian is one of the oldest churches in the county of Maury. This year, Maury is celebrating its 200th anniversary, partly by acknowledging its history with slavery.
To the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home.
That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org, no spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.